Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. Good news, it's Library Day. Today's episode, I talk with Texarkana Public Library Director Olivia Poulton and Mallory Wyatt, who serves on the Library Centennial Celebration Committee. Did you know the first public library in Texarkana opened in 1925? The library is celebrating all year long with a whole string of events. Trust me, you really want to hear this. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. So here is my conversation with library people. I'm here with Olivia Poulton, who's the executive director of the Texarkana Public Library, and Mallory Wyatt, who is not here in her capacity as a Gazette reporter, but as a member of the Texarkana Public Library Centennial Committee.
Switching it up.
There you go. How's it going, Olivia?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
So we want to just let people know everything that's going on this year in regard to the library turning 100 years old.
Yes, it's an exciting year.
Could you, first of all, just give us sort of a little thumbnail history of the library? I know it one time was at that building over by the Chamber of Commerce. Is that right, where the James Bowie statue is?
Yes, that was actually the second library that was built in 1950 for the purpose of being a library. But before that, in 1925, there was a two-story home that was built by the, at that time, the new Texarkana Public Library Association. And so it was purchased for the library, and that was on the corner of State Line and 7th Street, and it's no longer there, sadly.
Okay. I'm looking at a picture now. It's a pretty snazzy-looking home for that time, I guess.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
If I'm I don't have the vocabulary to describe it, but
Victorian?
Maybe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can get a photo of that with the story that goes with this. Okay, so that was 1925. Mm-hmm. Then 25 years later, 1950, did they build that building for the library?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did. The city donated that part of the park for that space for the library.
And it's what, law offices now?
Yes, it's a law office now. I can't remember exactly who. Yeah. I want to say it might be Cook Law Firm, maybe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Sometimes I am.
Right. Aren't we all? Tell us some of the things you have planned,
Mallory. Yeah. So actually last night we had the murder mystery night party at the 1923 Banana Club. David Peavy, you know, we did not have to do much to decorate the space because it's already so ornate and incredible on its own. And Olivia can speak to this because I was not there for it, but it looked like it was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. We had so many people show up. I was surprised at the turnout, and most everyone, I would say 90%, dressed in period costume for the 1920s because it was kind of a Gatsby theme, and it was great.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're going for, is we're going to be kind of taking people sort of through a time capsule of the past 100 years. So last night was the 1930s, and in March, we're going to have a victory bake sale where people can donate, or they can donate baked goods for kind of to help fundraise for the library. I'm also planning on making a cake and maybe a couple of things because I love to bake personally.
I'll get you a sweet potato pie.
Sounds perfect. Thank you, Carl. But we're planning on putting on a victory bake sale next month, and it's going to be super fun. Tons of delicious things. We're going to try to get some donations from some local businesses as well to raise funds for the library.
And victory is sort of harkening back to World War II, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So yep. March is the 1940s month.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gotcha.
So we're going to be kind of taking people through a time capsule. Ultimately leading up to a black tie gala in December of 2025, so this year. And last night I actually bought my dress for it. So you can tell I'm really excited for it.
Oh, wow.
And when I say black tie, we are going black tie. It's going to be a whole shindig. We're going to be doing it at the three-story track building. which they had that awesome party a couple of years ago, and that was a blast. And we're hoping to replicate and improve upon and just have a great time and share about the library and what we're doing.
Yeah, that room they have there in the Regional Arts Center is just gorgeous. It is beautiful.
It's nice when you have spaces that are already just beautiful on their own, where you don't have to add much to them.
Yeah, so we're going to have 12 events throughout the year, and one that we're kind of really excited about, especially Morgan Chance. She's the community's librarian, correct?
Yeah. Public services.
Correct. All right. So she had this awesome idea for October. We're hoping to coordinate a zombie run 5K.
Oh, cool.
Which, so people can dress up for that either as zombies or as, you know, the people that the zombies want to get.
All 1920 zombies.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be really fun. And then we can reuse our dresses and stuff. We could have a trash party where you trash the dress.
Oh, my gosh.
That could be fun.
That would be fun.
We got things cooking up in here.
So we have a lot of fun things that we plan to do. And, you know, we've got a lot of things that are in the works. Morgan has been working really hard on kind of getting things going. But we have lots of really hardworking community. Oh my goodness, committee members, as well as the Friends of the Public Library and the board. So we've got a lot of things going. And the foundation.
And the funds being raised are for a big renovation and improvement project that's coming up. Is that right? Or partially?
Partially. Okay. Partially. They're going to be used to help us boost our technology and different aspects of the library that have just kind of aged that need to be brought up to modern standards so that we can be the best of the best, because that's what we want to offer the community.
Excellent. Are those renovation plans moving ahead at this point?
They are. Right now we're waiting on the architect and the builder to get with us on some finalization of that, and then hopefully within the next year, we'll be able to see some of that come to fruition.
Okay, cool. I'll put a link to my story I wrote about that. And it has some artist renderings of what
we're so excited.
So people can take a look at that. How did you finally get that lion sculpture inside? I remember one hot, very hot day last summer. It was a Sunday. I went out there when they delivered that sculpture. And it wouldn't fit through the door, and I left before y'all figured it out.
It took a lot of manpower and a lot of tilting and easing the baby through that door.
Would you say that you had to pivot?
I would say pivot.
I couldn't help myself.
Nice Friends reference there.
Yeah, people need to go see that. It's really cool.
Yeah, Have You Seen My Bicycle is the name of the sculpture, and there's a whole bicycle hidden within the sculpture, and it's a sculpture made of things, thousands of things.
Yeah, it's really neat.
It's like made out of metal and stuff, right? That must have been really hot to carry on that day.
It was crazy.
It was a triple digit day for sure.
What else do we have to talk about?
We have sharks in the water park.
What?
Yes.
What's that?
That is for July. That's the 70s. And so that's going to be, it was going to be Jaws, but the Jaws creators took that off of the release list for that time of year. So it's going to be the Meg, but we're going to watch Meg from the wave pool at the Big Dam Water Park.
Sweet. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
I want to talk about kind of what the library has going on, because, you know, they have books, they have DVDs, they've got VHS, they've got CDs.
We don't have VHS anymore.
I'm a little disappointed. You'll have a microfilm collection though, right?
No.
No? Okay.
That's all at TC.
Yeah, that's been moved.
Okay, never mind. But what they do have is that they do have lots of things that are available for use for the general public, as long as you've got a library card. Which all you need to do that is you need to have your license with your current address as well, or with a bill if you don't have it, your current address on your license.
Yes.
I learned it's recently.
It's completely free for mm-hmm. Texarkana residents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And city employees if they're not a resident.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it outside of Texarkana, there's a, what, $10 fee?
It's a $20
a year.
$20
a
year. But you get so much for that $20
yeah.
a year.
Yeah. And included in that, which there are some kind of supplies costs with some of these things, you have access to a 3D printer. A Cricut machine, die cut machines, lamination. There's access to $2 notaries, several databases, genealogy research databases, micro-credential certifications. Actually, the Texarkana Gazette, you can look at that there. There's streaming services, ebooks, and all sorts of things that you can get with just your library card.
Yep. Three words, Hoopla, Canopy, Libby. These are the three apps that will connect you via the library. All you have to do is put in your library card number. Mm-hmm. And these are streaming services where you can watch hundreds of movies, check out audiobooks, check out ebooks, check out music.
Even digital comics.
Yeah, it's completely awesome. And I wish more people knew about it because on your tablet or your computer in front of you or on your phone, you have access to all the stuff. You never even have to leave home.
It's true. It's nice for a lot of people remote work. I mean, we have some people come in that do remote work and they just love the services that we have. And we've got faxing too. So a lot of health records, I don't know, a lot of people don't know it. They can't be sent via email because of HIPAA regulations. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of people come in that use our faxing service for that kind of thing.
In addition to all the sort of more fun library resources that they have, they also have lots of classes too to kind of help with employment and resume improvement and things like that. Olivia, do you want to kind of share more about that?
Sure. We recently received a grant for us to put on these different classes that help with basic digital literacy. Like, hey, some people come in, I don't know how to get to my Gmail account. Something as simple as that, or even a little bit more complex, like she said, resume building, or Excel, my word processing, things like that. So we'll have those classes going on throughout the year as well. And then we have partnered with the Texas Workforce Commission to bring a kiosk into the library where people can actually job search right there.
That's incredible. This is what public libraries are for. It's to offer resources to people free of charge.
Yes.
And
truly,
it's a matter of equality. It's a matter of everybody having access to the same information.
And truly, the library has kind of taken steps to help with accommodating even parents. They recently had a parent and child kind of cubicle made where if there's a kiddo like under the age of 2 or something, there's a little kind of heightened up play mat that they can kind of sit on so the parent
can
keep an eye on, playpen where they can kind of keep an eye on them. And also they can take a nap if they want to or play with some toys while their parent does work or works on a resume or something. And I think that's an incredible resource for, honestly, anybody in this town that's wanting to improve their life.
Yeah.
And it's being custom made just for the library, so it'll be ready in March.
You shouldn't have to get a babysitter to
use
to the library.
Computer. Yeah, absolutely. And I've talked to several parents who I see kind of struggling with their child in their lap while they're on the computer. And I'm like, hey, help is coming. We've got this new cubicle that's coming where it's like a playpen on the side of it. And the response has been really great. So we're going to get a lot of use out of it, I can tell.
That's cool. Meeting space is available, right?
Yes.
People, if they have a club, group, they can talk to you about setting aside a time for
Anywhere. You can even go online to our calendar and apply to use the space, and you can see what times are available and what aren't. And we can get back to you and confirm that time and date. It's free to use if you're a nonprofit. There is a $70 charge if you're a for-profit.
Okay. Very reasonable. Is there anything else we want to talk about the centennial?
I could
go on and on just about the library.
I mean, it's just such a cool place. Yeah. You know, having fun isn't hard if you've got a library card, I've heard people say.
That's right.
Just a little bit of a throwback there. I'm just putting it all out there. You know, we've got a lot of things that we're working on and some that we've actually got planned. We're looking forward to a lot of it. Dr. Laura Sykes is planning on doing a rock and roll lecture in May. That'll be really cool. I've kind of sat in on one or two of her classes. And, well, I've basically heard a lecture just because I sit with her sometimes and we'll talk about things and it turns into a rock and roll lecture. Right. So I think people will really enjoy that. And, you know, we're looking to make some partnerships with some local places to kind of broaden how things are going to go with this. We're looking into some esports things. We've got a lot of ideas. A lot of them are in the works. And I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, great.
Definitely. There's going to be a rap battle in September, which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
That's the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rap battle coming at you.
Yeah, I really want to see some kids bring some beats in. When I was a teacher, yeah. I had kids make a history-based rap, and it was really fun. So I'm kind of hoping, I'm excited to see what people bring.
For sure.
You should do a joint thing with the skate park, like have some kind of skaters event block party.
That'd be kind of fun.
That actually sounds really cool.
Yeah.
They're about to do some renovations to that Kidtopia Park,
I heard
too.
That. That's great. They're going to redo it.
Yeah. So there you go. It's a hot spot in many ways.
Yeah. People just need to come and check it out. It takes very little time. You just have to fill out one form and then you sign the card and then they mail it to you and that's it. And you can even check out books before you get your library card.
Yep.
As I found out recently.
You get a provisional.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool. That's very cool. I know you guys aren't in Friends of the Library, but I want to remind people about their bookshop, too. They're in a great new location on State Line on the Arkansas side.
It's in Larry Plaza.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not open all the time, but you can always check their Facebook page to see when they're going to be open on a weekend. And
right.
Great bargains on all sorts of books there that directly supports the library.
Mm-hmm. Fiction books, nonfiction, textbooks, self-help books, religious text, all things you can kind of think of. Lots of things.
Yeah.
The only thing they don't accept for donation would be like encyclopedias.
Oh, right. Big sets
and magazines.
Of books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing.
Yeah.
We totally got a new computer that is, it's just for kids.
Oh.
And it's called an all computer, AWE, and it's educational. It's dual lingual. So we've got the kids with Spanish coming in that need to learn a little bit of English.
Yeah.
Like it's perfect for them. And then we also have Leap Pads that people can check out and they can check them out for inside the library for just library use only, or they can check them out to take them home. And
tell people what those are.
A Leap Pad is a learning tablet for children. These that we have are geared for second grade and down.
Okay. So for real little kids.
Okay. Yes. And they're supposed to be shatterproof. I'm hoping that's true.
Well, I bet you'll find out.
Right.
Let's not Murphy's Law this.
Right.
And one other thing.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm on a roll. I'm warming up.
Remember what I was going to ask you about.
We have hotspots that you can check out as well.
Oh, really?
You can check out hotspots so that if you don't have internet service, you can come and check those out. And bam, you got internet service.
Wow.
And we're
totally
working on
free.
Totally free. And we're working on getting a grant to get even more.
That's awesome.
At one point, you were trying to get a D&D game going. Dungeons
yes,
and Dragons,
we
I should
do
say.
Have actually a good following now for
oh,
it.
Oh, really? I want to come play.
please come play, because right now it's females only.
Oh, really?
Except for the dungeon master. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
All right.
So people are really receptive to it. I was surprised it was females only, because growing up, I always thought Dungeons and Dragons was like a dude thing. But I'm the baby out of five, and a lot of those are boys. So
that was me in 1985. My nerdy friends.
Yeah. We've got Dungeons and Dragons. We've got chess club. We've got anime club.
All right.
Got a little bit of something for everything. And needle nuts.
Yeah, I was about to say the knitters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the knitters.
Don't forget the knitters.
They have needles. They're pointy.
And two book clubs.
Okay, cool.
Oh, what are the book clubs?
There's a Friends of the Library book club, and then there's a Texarkana Public Library book club. And they do different books every month. So, and some of them bake. So if you like food and reading, you like it.
All right. Well, is there anything else you guys want people to know?
I don't think so. I just, you know, I really want to welcome everybody to these events. These events are for everyone, families, individuals. You have it. You know, you just like books. Come on down. You like the Meg. Come on down. You want to do a 5K, but you don't like books. Still, come on down. We've got something for everyone. And this is going to be for a really good cause, because the library has resources for everyone. And we're also looking for testimonial from people that really appreciate the library. So yes. If someone wants to reach out to Morgan or Olivia, we're looking for testimonial to have people share about what the library means to them and how it's helped them. So
that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I'll be your first one. I learned how to read at this library.
No kidding.
I could spell banana by the time I was in kindergarten. My dad loves to tell people that.
Nice. You didn't learn it from Gwen Stefani like everyone else?
No. Yeah. And we found an old slide machine not long ago, a slide projector, and they were going through it. And there was actually a picture of me as a little girl when I was a Girl Scout. And we were sitting there, and all the other kids are looking at the camera, and I'm watching the librarian.
Nice.
That's some really cool foreshadowing. I remember that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you found that.
Yep.
Yeah, I bet there's 1,000 stories like that.
Which also, speaking of stories, before I like get too, you know, out of sorts here, y'all have a really, well, the library has a really cool display of historic artifacts actually in the center of the library, of old newspaper articles, a typewriter. A bunch of stuff that's really cool to look at. Just oil a little cans. Exhibit. What now?
I have oil cans.
Yeah, and you hid the Mountain Dew cans somewhere.
Oh, yes, the Mountain Dew cans we found inside the walls when they were demolishing that wall for the fish tank that's in there now. I guess the contractors just hid them in the walls.
Right.
So there were Coca-Cola ones too, but those escaped me, but I got the Mountain Dew.
Right.
And they're like the old-timey kind of Mountain Dew cans. They're like very boxy, if that makes sense.
With they're like a complete pull tab?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're real thick and heavy, hardcore.
Yeah.
No crushing that one on your head.
You can't just mention the fish tank in passing. Tell people about that.
The aquarium is 150 gallons, I believe.
Oh,
and
wow.
Right now we have 6 different species, or not species, different types of fish.
Yeah.
We've got ball of sharks. We have an upside down catfish that looks like it's pregnant. I don't think it's supposed to look that way, but it's pretty cool to watch. We did have a dinosaur. He escaped. So he's roaming around there somewhere. We're gonna replace him soon. There was a very small hole, and somehow he jumped straight up through that hole. And yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
He crossed some sort of bridge. But we're going to replace him, because so many kids love the dinosaur, because he's just such a cool looking fish.
Yeah.
So come check him out. I mean,
yeah, y'all are going to add some more soon. And then how often do you feed them? I'm slipping into interviewer mode here, which is kind of a problem.
Right.
I can't help it. Because I was there one time and Morgan was feeding like bloodworms to them.
Oh, bloodworms they get every Wednesday.
So if someone wants to stop by for that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Wednesday at 2.
Yeah.
They really go into a frenzy for those. That's a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they eat twice a day.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool to watch. I don't like fish very much. I don't like looking at them. It's kind of a weird thing I have. Anyway, not going to get into it, but it was cool to see them go after the bloodworms.
All right. Yet another reason to go to the Texarkana Public Library.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Please all right. come.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Carl.
On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast recorded in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Follow On the Line on our website, texarkanagazette.com/podcast. To support the show, post a positive review wherever you get your podcasts. And please, spread the word by sharing a link or telling a friend. I write, produce, and edit the show, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at krichter@texarkanagazette.com and let me know what you think. I'll see you next time on the line.